Hey guys, before we start today, I want to do a big shout out to my buddy Randy, who I've recently gotten to know on Twitter. It started a couple months ago. Troy from the Troidal Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast with Troidal Power, one of the great shows on the We Can Make This Work Probably podcast network. Troy reached out to me and mentioned that he had come across a podcast that was worth checking out. He introduced me to a guy called Road Rage Randy on Twitter, at Thoughts by Randy. I want you to pick up your phone, go to Twitter, and immediately search at Thoughts by Randy, all just one word, no spaces, no nothing like that. Just go follow that freaking guy. He is one of the funniest dudes to follow, and his podcast is basically Thoughts Cast, but on crack. Back in like the old Thoughts from the Car days, like... It reminds me of some of that original stuff I used to do whenever I'd go on a rant talking about art, and then I'd immediately upload it while driving down the road, which I totally never did, wink. I'm actually really digging his stuff. I think he's a funny guy, and I think he's worth a follow. And I think he just got recognized recently I retweeted it recently. He got recognized for as one of the a good podcast to listen to, and I fully stand by that. I don't just hand out recommendations to stuff. I think he's a funny guy. At the least, you should follow him. At the most, listen to his podcast and give him good feedback, because that guy is, he's just a genuinely nice guy. But if you go to the Thoughts Cast Twitter, oh, it is on. His podcast is going down. I don't care if you're from the upper Midwest. This dude who used to drive a minivan but now drives a Subaru is going down, even though I also used to drive a Subaru. And there's also an OG ThoughtsCast episode that hasn't been uploaded at all that totally has me driving my old Subaru. This guy is going down. I'm telling you, this is the mashup. West, by God, Virginia, represent. All of us need to be out there. We need to be in the streets picking up fights and taking this guy on. But really, you should actually just go listen to his podcast. It's pretty good. Anyway, today's episode's not a typical show, so it's not going to get a typical intro. All I got to say is go follow Randy. And Randy, if you do end up listening to this, hey, what's up? Anyway, back to whatever the hell I've recorded. What's up, boys? It's me. All right. You're going to notice some mic sounds. I'm free-handing it today. Oh, isn't that fucking... Oh, that's horrible. Okay, alright. Alright, here's the plan. I don't have any episode themes right now. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to Facebook here. Let's see. Oh, no, I'm not doing that on the computer. I'm doing it on my phone. Alright, let me just... Hang on. Fuck. All right. We're pulling up Facebook on the phone. Today, I'm going to just call this segment Marketplace. Oh, by the way, let me remove. Ah, crap. Ah, heck. All right. By the way, welcome to ThoughtsCast. This is Thoughts from the Thoughts, but we're still Australia's number one car-based podcast from the great state of West, by God, Virginia. The by God is very important. A lot of people do forget about that. I'm your host, Evan Tolley. What's up? Okay, we're just doing a little bit of a different episode here. That's the wind outside. Okay, that's crazy. I'm sorry. I heard like... It was weird. All right, so I have this thing I love to do where I fully enjoy going over to Facebook Marketplace and just looking at old cars for sale, like really old cars. It's a favorite pastime of mine. I love me some good old-fashioned good cars. But around here, we live in the Chemical Valley, so everything is just a little bit rusty. So, I have grown accustomed, and I love it so much, to looking at marketplace ads for old cars and reading the descriptions, because they almost never line up with the photos. All right, here we go. This is the first listing, just the first thing I click on. Since I'm based in Huntington, West Virginia, everything's going to be in this tri-state area. So we'll see. I think I have the distance set to like 50 or 200 miles. I don't remember. I don't know. Let's just look. All right, this is the first thing that pops up. The name of the product is Yes. That's the name of the car. For $900, listed 4 days ago in Glenwood, West Virginia. Well, let's pull it up. There's one, just kind of one photo. Is that a Packard? I am not sure what this car even is, just looking at it. It has got the pretty shitty patina. You can see where there used to be like chrome strips running along the side of the car. It's one of those, I would guess, anywhere between like 51 to maybe like 63 is pushing it. One of those old cars where the headlights, you know, just don't stop. Like when they were designing the front of the car, they had another, like two different people working on the front end. So there was like one guy who was just like, oh, hey, you know what? I'm just going to have the hood stop here. And the guy who's doing the headlights is just like, all right, man, I'll see you at the end. And hood guy like looks back and like the headlights are like 3 feet past him. And he's like, what? Yeah. One of those cars. The windshield, surprisingly, from the side that I can see, doesn't look half bad. The windows are down. I can see, okay, so it's a side shot of the car, but you don't even see the end of the front door. And, like, so you're looking at, like, the front driver's side, the front left of this car. It has got a spare tire on, sunk into the mud. It is red, but you can see the underlying white primer that they used, and it's just kind of fading between that. And then also green. The hood is definitely not sitting on track. I can see a gap from the side of the car where the hood's sticking up, like just the whole thing. Not that it's like pop, like kicked up or like somebody's trying to hold it up. It's just sitting there, probably a couple inches sitting above where it needs to actually sit. And I do see rust all over the side of this car. I'm zooming in. The seats, the driver's side, it looks like it's bench seats, obviously. The good kind where someone can scoot over and get under your arm. the driver's side, looks like the backrest for the driver's side bench has just blown out towards the steering wheel. I don't even see a steering wheel in this car. I see some trim that is bent and sticking all over the place. This looks like a pile of garbage, of hot garbage. There's just pieces of metal sitting next to this car, leaning up against the tires. Oh my goodness. There's only one photo. Okay. It's a Yes. Oh, I'm going to put you on blast. Condition. Used to fair. Used fair. Let me just read this. Used fair. Some signs of wear and tear or minor defects. Item is still usable as intended. I bet this thing doesn't have an engine. Includes items from households with animals or smoking. Ooh, potential hair stains or smell. Oh, I bet it's got no windows. Duh. Is there... brand Chevy. Okay. No description for this car at all. $900 because they probably got offered $50 for it like as scrap. That's so good. Okay. We're just moving on to this next one. It's just titled Clear Title, $750 in Franklin Furnace, Ohio. All right, let's see here. It's an old hatchback. Let's zoom on here. Oh, is that a Pinto? Oh, yeah, that's a Ford Pinto. Okay. That's beautiful. The trunk is, you can see where the paint is gone. This is grime, dirty grime all over the back of this car. It's got an old bumper sticker I can't read because the picture's too blurry, but I'm sure it says something like, don't come a-knocking if this van's a-rockin'. It's the old hatchback Pinto, so it's the entire hatchback portion around the window. The window is the dirtiest, foggiest thing I've ever seen. I am scared to see if there's other pictures of this car. We're just looking at it. Oh, it's on a trailer. Okay, so the first photo is only of the back end of the car, but like taken from like the back right corner. So you cannot see the left side of the car. You cannot see the right side of the car. You can see the right back panel. And that's it. And then the trunk. Let's scroll. See. Oh, there's another photo. Yeah, it is in fact on a trailer. The hood is bent. It still has all the original letters on it. That's good. There are rust flakes all over the place. You cannot see inside of any of the windows. They're all so foggy. It's only winched in place. That's it. I don't think that there's any straps holding in the back end either. The grill is bent down. The hood is bent up. I don't think it locks in place anymore. On the photos we're taking on a rainy day. Oh, there's another photo. This is now the right side passenger door. There's a patina, but at the bottom of the door, it is just, oh, it's just, there's rust in the corners right where you don't want it to be. It still has the original trim siding, so, like, there's dirt right under that. This thing's probably been sitting. I bet whoever's selling this probably picked up the car out of a field somewhere that someone else was selling it. Now they're trying to flip it without doing any work to it. Or they probably bought it as a project car. Oh, I can see the chains now that are actually holding it in place. Good. I'm glad to know that someone's not running a trailer around in Ohio just with a car only strapped down with a winch attached to the front. That would be horrible. The winch is mounted to the trailer, but not to the car. I don't want you guys to get that idea. You can't see the winch. Oh, there's another photo. Okay, we're at the front. The headlights actually don't look like they're in horrible shape. They're not lit up or anything, but you can see them. Man, that is just a 2-inch gap between the hood and the grill, huh? Now from this angle, it doesn't look like the grill's so bad as just the hood is bent up, I think. But it's on the front left headlight looking across the grill, basically, right now. That hood is just dented and bent, and there's just black specks all over this car. Oh, there's another photo. Okay. The passenger side front tire, so the right side of the car, passenger side, tire is deflated, sitting on this trailer. There is just dirt and grime all over it. Oh, there are like red, I don't know that those are pinstripes. I think they're just accent stripes running along from the top of the headlights, basically, from that top corner, because this is back when they used to do, I'm assuming this is probably 70s or 80s. I don't remember. I don't know the years for the Pinto. I thought it was a cool looking car. I've never owned one or sat in one, so I couldn't tell you anything about it. But it's got these accent stripes that look like they go from the front along the side of the car, basically, like at the, you know, when cars used to be kind of more squared bodies or fox bodied, like, you know, there was actual angles and not just smooth curves, so everything's aerodynamic. And instead, it was back whenever they didn't, you know, nobody knew that you could just die from hitting wind wrong. Yeah, the good old days of cars, that's what this is. It looks like it still has some windshield wipers on it, but there's rope attached to those. I don't know what that's about. that's probably bad. The door, the passenger door in the front panel that covers the wheel, like the wheel well and everything, there's some separation there and some rust. Oh, that's not good. Okay, we're going to zoom back out. Next photo. Oh, we're looking at the driver's side door, and boys, there is just all rust everywhere, paint's peeling away. Not the whole thing, like, it's just big spots of rust, and they're big ones that you're not going to cut out and re-weld, and you're not going to, like, somebody probably tried to Bondo those and didn't go well. Oh, no. It's still got the original mirrors on it by the looks of it. And that's the last photo. Okay, let's go down here. Clear title, $750. Condition, used, fair. I haven't seen the interior, so I cannot tell you that. Show me the description. Oh, here's the description. 1976 Pinto hatchback. Exterior color white. I believe it. Mileage, 10,000. I don't believe that. Don't know much about it. Call for info, but the info, hidden information, so you don't know what they're... I can't call that. make hidden information 62030. What? I don't know. I don't know what that's about. 10,000 miles on that. Oh, are those the original hubcaps too? Those look old. So 76. Yeah, okay. What did I say? 70 to 80, somewhere around there. Yeah, okay. That lines up. Man, that car's probably seen some good days, I'm sure. Okay, let's keep going down here. Well, so when I did this, I didn't search cars. It's just, Marketplace just shows me cars because that's all I ever want to look at. I do have, so right now there's that first one, the Yes. Okay, Chevy or whatever. And then this is a Pinto. Next, it looks like there's a Chevy pickup truck from probably the 40s. But I'm more interested in what's next to that, which is rare lava rocks for sale. Price? Free. Sure. Okay, but it says for sale, so you didn't do that. Rare lava rocks for sale. Make offer. That's it. Condition? Used. Like new. No? lava rocks aren't new. Unless you, like, just got them out of the lava. These photos are just of dirty rocks. That's it. Just dirty rocks. Yeah, they're definitely lava, I'm sure, but... Okay, all right, now let's go over to this truck. 1948 F3 Ford pickup. $6,000 in Culloden, West Virginia. That has got some large off-roading tires on it. The truck is comprised primarily of rust, but it looks like it's like almost like an intentional patina. Like, there's still paint here and there. Oh, no, maybe not a patina. Oh, no, that's the... Okay, the first... The first photo is from the back right side, so the passenger side, and it's just facing the car, and you've just got, oh my gosh, rusty hubcaps, rusty side panel for the truck, rusty everything. And then the second photo is just from the back. You see one taillight on the passenger side, no taillight, but there's like definitely a light bulb in there on the driver's side, and everything is just brownish red. This is a rusty truck, and it's one of those, tailgate for this, it looks like the tailgate bar at the bottom is kind of busted. I see things broken on the back of this truck. Oh, I would love to see it if it was brand new. It's still got chains on it for where the tailgate drops. Oh, I'm sure it doesn't work right, though. Oh, the front end looks beautiful. Oh, look at this. Oh, the grill is bent in at several points. It's got the old original headlights still in place that look great. The hood looks beautiful. It's one of those, it looks like the top of what, when you think of like an old tractor that had like kind of a rounded hood across the top, it looks like that. And that's what I love about old cars, is that rounded. Everything looked like it was, you know, supposed to be not aerodynamic, but round is the future, you know, that kind of stuff. I fully think that's what it is. It's got three parking lights up the top. One of them does not have the yellow cap cover, so that's just there. And then along the side of the hood are, it looks like just chrome stripes or something. Honestly, it looks like a beautiful truck. The step board on the passenger side is kind of bent in. I bet this truck has frame damage if I was a gambling man. Just another photo from the side. It's in the shade, so you can't see any details. This one has it's a photo like from, I don't know, 20 feet away from the truck. So like, it's just dead center and very small. This is a great photo. You can't see shit. It's all in the sun's behind it, so it's all in the shade, but you can't see the sun. It's too high. So you just see like dark truck and dark ground, and they blew up the saturation and contrast to make it look a little better, but it looks bad. Well, that's it. All right, let's read the info on this one. Has clean title. Must pick up in Culloden. CP. I don't know what CP is. Whatever. You're going to give me no information, no mileage, no condition, nothing like that. All right. I'm sure if somebody gave that truck some love, they could bring it right back, though. It honestly doesn't look that bad. Oh, okay, I literally scrolled down to the next one. 1936 Plymouth sedan. $123,456,789. Okay, I'm sure that's not the real price. We'll find out in a minute. This looks pristine. The paint looks fine. The grill looks good. He's got a sticker on the front of the windshield that says "Look, don't touch," but the O's are like squinty eye, like Wile E. Coyote eyes, where he's like always looking down. It's got a chrome front bumper. Oh my gosh! Okay, someone's taking care of this car for sure. So the first photo is just of the dead front. Is that a? Looks like it. The crest at the front. So like, there's a handle right in front of. So this is when the hood would open from the sides of the car. So you would definitely like, you know, lift up, you go to the side and lift, and you can access the engine from the side, not front, from the front and the top. And so the very front, you can see the handle where you could lift off the grill cover. That's cool. All right, let's see the next photo. It's got red wheels. Oh, it's got red. So it's metal in the center, and then red, not spokes, but you know, they're metal rims, but they're, oh, that's beautiful. It's a two-door, but it looks like it's a up to six-seater. That is a beautiful car. It's all in gray, and the headlights at the front stick out past the wheel wells and the grill, and they're black. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but it does still have the. Oh, okay. It's got that. You know those trunks that you ever see a cat sit down. Our cat does this. Loki, our new one. He will sit down and like his back goes straight up, and then it like hunches forward to his head, and then his head's sticking straight up. That's what I love to compare the back of these cars to. It's like a cat hunch. You know, like a cat hunch, like a cat who has a hunched back when it's sitting down. Yeah, like that. You can see the tailpipe sticking out. Is that a... Uh-oh. Boys and girls, we found problems. So the taillights definitely look, I think, a little bit newer, which is fine. I got no problem with that. They got some sticker on the back. I don't care about that. What I do care about is the rear bumper. I can't speak... I think it's still chrome, but I can't speak to that because it's a little blurry from this photo. However... where the rear bumper mounts to the vehicle, I see rust spots. And on the back passenger side, the back right side, I'm seeing some molting behind the paint. So it's kind of like bubbling up. That's no good. That is no good. The rest of this car is absolutely beautiful. Oh, I couldn't imagine these people. That's horrible. It's got one... windshield wiper, but this is the one, so you would actually have to reach up, so it's mounted to the top right in front of the driver's viewpoint from the car, and it would have a little handle, and you'd be twisting it yourself back and forth counterclockwise and clockwise to get it to work. But it's a beautiful vehicle. I'd make a great rat rod. All right, 1936 Plymouth sedan, $123,456,789 in Winchester, Kentucky, listed a week ago. I guarantee you it's going to say make an offer. Description. Never mind. Wanting to do some trading on it. Has a flathead six-cylinder engine and a three-speed transmission. Okay. All original vehicle runs and drives. Got questions, call hidden information anytime. Can't do that. Okay. That's a cool car. This is a cool car. I mean, three-speed transmission. Flathead six is fun. That's fun. It's gonna be fun. Ooh. All right. Okay. We're going down. So previously viewed vehicles. These are ones I have looked at. I'm just gonna click the first one, which is just an image of a tire. Mounted to a car. It's flat. Oh, well, it just changed entirely. That is a Porsche 944. Oh, yeah, a 1983 Porsche 944 Porsche. It was $1,000. It's down to $720. It says, now this one, okay, they've at least added more information underneath it. So before I even scroll down or click the photos, I'm just going to read this. Driven 100,000 miles, automatic transmission, listed over a week ago in War, West Virginia. Let's click on it. It is a silver 944. It's got the pop-up headlights, which are just beautiful. I don't know if those work. There are leaves on it. There is some rusting on the hood. And there's a tarp over the windshield. That's worrisome. Tarp over the windshield could mean they wanted to protect it. Looks like they've just got like a couple of pieces of wood across it and like a metal bar just to keep it held in place. If there's a windshield on this car, they are either trying to keep it in, keep it from seeing the elements, but why wouldn't they just cover the whole car? Which worries me. It looks a little bent in. I don't think this car has a windshield. But if it does, the other thing that worries me for is there's going to be water damage to this car because they're probably trying to cover the windshield where there's slight leaks. Second photo is of the tire, which is completely flat. A black rims with the Porsche logo, at least. That's cool. There's a lot of dirt and grime on this car. Yeah, we're going over the side. Yeah, the tarp covers the whole top of the car. It does not have a windshield, just from what I'm looking at. Oh, that's worrisome. Yeah, that motor's dirty. Yeah, it is. Okay, yeah, it still is. It's the original Porsche engine. Have they done anything to this? Doesn't look like it. Here's a back photo of only a taillight. Yeah. That's what those taillights look like, and it looks dirty. This poor car. Oh, okay, alright, so that's the other one, but there's a guy's hand partially in the way as they took the photo. Yeah, it's dirty, it's been sitting in the bushes for a while. You cannot convince me. Oh, the tarp's been worn through. Oh no! Is there an interior shot? Yeah, I don't... Okay, no. Astromorphotos, no thank you. Let's scroll down. 1943 Porsche 944 Porsche. $720. About this vehicle, driven 100,000 miles, automatic transmission, exterior gray. Yep, that's all true. Description. 1983 Porsche 944 Porsche hatchback, driven 100,000 miles. Okay. A 1093, I think they mean 1983 again, Porsche 945 hatchback, that's not true, will part out, sell for $800, or trade for a truck. Yeah, I believe it. $800 is not the price you have it listed for. 945 is not Porsche. In 1093, what? Oh, these are good. These are so good. Oh no. Okay, we're gonna click on one that's blue, and it's all rust. It is entirely rust, y'all. Oh no. Oh, it's pending. Good for them. 1977 Toyota Land Cruiser, sport utility four-door, or 4D, but yeah. Currently listed at $900. It was originally listed at, yeah, 12,300, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Manual transmission, driven, oh, I'm sorry, 1,000,000 miles, listed over a week ago in Athens, Ohio. Let's, is that the first photo? Oh, these people. The first photo is, oh my gosh, somebody took a vertical photo of the inside of the driver's side door of this vehicle, which is on the left side. Somebody took a vertical photo of that, and then somebody else was holding, I can only assume, or else maybe looking at it from a computer, and screen capped it horizontally, and then posted that. So it's just a really small vertical photo with giant black bars on either side, and if I scroll in, it doesn't even fill the entire thing I'm looking at. Fully zoomed in, I cannot look. Oh my gosh, okay. There is a... Oh, no. steering wheel's there. Floorboard is dirty. The center console is not in this vehicle. And I'm inclined to guess that there are no seats in this vehicle either, because there is a giant bucket of what I can assume is either... you know, like, big warehouses where they have those, like, big white roofs that you, like, paint on with stuff? Like that sealant or whatever? It's just got a big bucket of that in the driver's side where the seat would be. All right, let's go. Oh, no, here's the back end of the car. There's no bumper, but I don't know that this car ever came with a bumper. There is a purple rope wrapped around the car several times. You can see through the body at multiple points where the rust is. Oh, no, this poor car. Oh, and I love Toyotas. Oh, that's horrible. That's so bad. Oh, this has been left in some bad condition. I'm sure it's no fault of the other. I'm sure they... I don't know. I don't know the situation. The back windows are tinted on the back two doors. So it's like a delivery van that has like two doors in the back, like a Ford Econoline van or something like that. It's like that. I don't know if anybody knows this vehicle or not. It's like, this looks like the original Jeep, but like with a big back end that you would see on like an ambulance from like the, you know, early 40s to late 50s, like that big bulky and kind of like roundish. Not like the who made that one? I think Pontiac was it made it.
We're in. I've only got a moment to talk to you. My power went out. This is Editor Evan coming in through the net. We've got to do some ads or else this show is going to implode. Please, please stay with me.
Hey folks, my name is Brett and I'm one of the hosts of Skeleton House, an audio-only Let's Play podcast where my two friends Jess...
What is happening? Oh my god!
...and Steve...
Even he looks spooked.
...play through video games and I edit them, add context, and act as your eyeballs. Also, we have a cat. Come check us out at skeletonhouse.budsprout.com or look up Skeleton House on your favorite podcast app. Or your least favorite podcast app. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life.
Can you hear me? All right, the power just went out. I lost a little bit of audio. I've gone back to the car. I didn't lose that much, thank goodness. What was I talking about? I was talking about an ambulance. Pontiac, I think. Packard, maybe? I don't know who it was. In like the 56, maybe, made an ambulance that was shaped like a... It was a station wagon, and it was just rounded. And they made the ambulance, and they made a... hearse that were shaped identical. it was just a round station wagon. It looked like a bubble, and there was no room to work in it. That's what I was talking about. Anyway, my power went out, so I've lost my entire... Oh man, my sound levels are looking horrible. Oh man, wow. Oh. That looks horrible. Anyway, let me get back to this. Okay, all right, let's look at this. Yeah, the back end's rusted. I can see holes through the body. It doesn't look good. Oh, they put the hood up, and the hood is all the way back against the windshield. There's rusting on the inside of the hood. The front fenders. No! There's no front... Well, there are front fenders, but there's big old hole I can stick my head through in it. There's parts missing from this engine. Unless that's... Oh, there's motion at my front door. I don't give a crap, Ring. That's just my awning flapping in the wind because the wind's so high it knocked out the power. Okay, all right. This photo is, like, kind of up close to the front driver's side. There's these... there's so much happening in here. I think this is the air intake, and there's nothing covering it, and it is just sitting on top of the engine. There's no way somebody took something off of this car, and they beat this engine to hell. The light bulbs had these, like, wire coverings. Can you guys hear? You know what? How far can I walk this mic? Hang on. Okay. Let's walk you as far as I can get you. Do you guys want the wasp window, or do you want by the garage door? Let's try by the garage door real quick. I'm going to open the garage. Just let you... Okay, you can't hear that very well. Ooh, I can just open the garage from here. No. That's horrible. Let's go by the wasp window. All right. Go on, make the wind. I'm bumping the mic into stuff. Okay, well, okay, you can hear it. You know what? I'm just going to give you guys... Let me just throw this. Throw my cord out of the way. I'm just going to stand for the rest of this. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good about this. All right. I don't want to look at this engine anymore. It looks horrible. Next photo. Oh, the front driver's side. Okay, I don't think any of the doors on this Land Cruiser actually shut. The back tires and front tires are two wildly different things. There are holes in the body of this SUV. Oh, this poor thing. Yeah, it looks like they pulled it out of the mud where it's been sitting for probably the last, 30 years. Probably 20 years. Oh, geez. Yeah. Oh, man, this thing looks rough. They pulled it out and put it right up against the barn. Okay, let's get back to this. 1977 Toyota Land Cruiser Sport Utility 4-door. $900. And it's pending. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boys and girls. Passengers, really. About this vehicle. Driven 1 million miles. I don't believe that. Manual transmission. I do believe that. Exterior blue, interior gray. I know the exterior is blue and now brown, so don't even give me that. Yeah, of course it's gasoline. They didn't make a diesel of this unless you modified it, but the vehicle is paid off. It was a 77. Of course it's... I hope it's paid off. What did you take? Did you take a 40-year loan on that car? Oh my goodness. All right. Let me know any part you need. Description. 77 FJ40. Parting out, everything is for sale. PM me for more info. $800.
okay, they said $900 up there, but $800. Why $800? Is that for the car or is that for each part? So they've already taken some parts. Let me know any part you need. So this is a project car. All right, that's in Athens. Oh, I'm just going to skip past. Let's look at stuff I haven't seen. Ooh. I see a van. Oh, no. Oh, that's where my phone goes. It's upside down under here. Let's crawl under the desk. Oh, I got it. Hey, passengers, can you send for help? I'm stuck under the... I think I'm stuck under my chair. Oh, there we go. Okay, there's the arm. Okay. There's a van. Let me look at the van. Passengers, you are in for a treat. I've just found exactly what I was talking about. All right. It just things like this just give me joy. I just can't even read it. All right, what did I tell you the photo is? The photo is of a van. I'm going to start with the photo, and then I'll read you the name. And then we'll go through the actual photos, because it looks like there's like 7 of them. This makes me so happy. It's a red van. I see 3 windows. I do not see a driver's side door, which means that there's probably not one. Or if there is, it's even further up. So it's a long van. The title is Chevelle. That's not a van. Space, comma, no space, El Camino parts. That's not an El Camino. That's a van. I'm looking at a van. $1,234. Okay, they don't know what they want. It's ask, trade, or parts. Yeah, well, they said El Camino parts, so I hope so. This is in Charleston, West Virginia. It is, the van is definitely in a thing somewhere, in a like a warehouse with stuff stacked on it. That's just a hood to an El Camino. And a door to something. There's a blurry shot of metal. That's just junk laying in a pile. That's the side door to, or the side fender to an El Camino, but that's a prefab. I don't think that's the original. I think there's a Chevy truck behind that. More piles of stuff. There's a dashboard. And that's it. That's it. I'm recording a podcast. Remember I told you I was going to record, and then I was going to edit again later? Yeah, I'm recording. I'm reading Facebook Marketplace. You all right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's read about this. Condition: used, good. Okay, so we know that nobody on here knows how to give you an estimate of how good condition this is, because these parts don't look... Well, okay, listen. The hood was all rust. The fenders for the El Camino didn't look horrible. Description. Ask and ye shall receive. Description. I have fenders, hood, deck, lid, instrument... There's no commas here, by the way. I have fenders, hood, deck, lid, instrument, cluster, evaporator for outside firewall, radiator support with radiator and several other wiring harness parts and interior plastic parts for Chevelle El Camino 68-72. If you see something you want or want to come look at them, let me know and we will talk price then. No punctuation. That was just a bunch of words. Let's keep going. Why do I do this to myself? Oh my gosh. Oh, listeners, we've hit the jackpot. We've done it. There's 2 listings for the exact same vehicle with different titles and different price. Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is exactly what I needed. One is $8,000, titled Coffin Car. The other one, $8,500, titled Last Ride. Okay, I'm going to check real quick if it's the same person selling them. It is. It is, in fact. Are they from the same place? No. No, they're not. Okay. Do I read the old... I'm going to read the old one first. Here's the old one that he hasn't taken down. Last Ride, $8,500, listed over a week ago in Elkhorn City, Kentucky. This is just a coffin on what looks like a dragster body with an engine duct taped to the front of it. I'm not going to go any more description of it. This is a rat rod, if I've ever seen one, but I don't know about that. The coffin does not have the engine in it. Instead, it just has a bunch of spiders and skulls duct taped in there. It looks beautiful. I love it. The coffin is the most beautiful part of this vehicle. Condition, used like new. Let's see, how do I know if it's like new? How many miles does it have? My baby is for sale, less the engine you would have to get another one. Okay, that's the only description. Let's go look at Coffin Car. Do they include the same photos? Yeah, that's... Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. There's one photo... Oh, there's a wing on the back of this puppy, and there's just a skeleton leaning against it. They got extra product images. Okay, whatever. This one's listed 6 days ago in Ivel, Kentucky for $8,000. So they've dropped the price and changed locations and name. There's no description. There's no description. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's not going to be free, but we'll come over to it. Here, first things first. I've got a vehicle. I'm just looking at the photo without looking at the name. So I've clicked the photo first because I want to try to see if I know what this is. But I don't have any clue. It could be a Chevy. What would this be? An Impala? No. Surely not. It's just titled Package Bundle. $270. It was $300. Listed over a week ago in Virgie, Kentucky. Hey, follow you to Virgie. Oh my gosh, there's leaves and muck, and the windows are down, and there's no tires on this first photo. I can't even... There's something sitting on the top roof of the car. I don't even know what that is. There's an El Camino parked in front of it. What the heck? It's a package deal. Okay, there's back tires, no front tires. All the windows are dirty on the red car. The hood's slightly lifted, so I'm thinking it probably doesn't have a transmission or anything. The El Camino is just beautiful. The radiator is fallen back, which means there's no engine. And it has a, is that a Firebird hood on it? Oh, yeah. That's it. All right, let's scroll down here. Package bundle, $270. Package bundle, $300 for both Corvair and El Camino bodies. Only, no seats, or motor, or trans, no titles, serious inquiries only. Condition, used, fair. Fair. no engines, no mileage, no nothing. I guess mileage wouldn't matter because you're not on the same engines or transmissions or anything in the interior, so you'd be building it up from scratch. But so that's a Corvair, okay. What year? Can you give me a year? Of course not. Let's see what says free. That's a kit car. Free, oh, estate sale, Hurricane, West Virginia, listed 4 days ago, free. The photo is of a red, I don't know what that is, something that Cruella DeVille would have driven, but it looks great. It looks like a kit car. The rest of these photos are exclusively from inside of a house where somebody kept too many things. That's good. That's hoarders. Let's do it. I shouldn't say that. That's not good. What about the car? Tell me about the car, including... Okay, I'm not going to put them on blast for that. Whatever, they don't list the car or whatever. That's it? Show me vehicle. Let me... Vehicles. We're going exclusively in vehicles now. Or are you guys good? Do you think we've done it? I thought let's do one more because I see a horrible looking car that has been beat up, just looks bad. 1965 Plymouth Barracuda $650 no title is the title of the sale. Then it's listed for $650. It is white and rusty. There's no hood. There is no front end. I mean, no bumpers, no grill, no nothing. I think there's seats on the inside. I can't tell from this first photo. The front quarter panel is just bent down. The trunk lid is completely rusted. Oh, it's got a huge, long rear windshield, which looks great. There's dents everywhere. It does have an engine in it, and it's completely rusted. I bet that thing's seized. There's no driving that. There is no seats in this car. No seats. And it looks like... Oh, my gosh. Y'all. There is... The interior is just falling apart and moldy. Dirt. I can see the ground under the floor of this car. $650? Okay. 1965 Plymouth Barracuda, $650, no title, $650. Driven 200,000 miles. That's believable. Automatic transmission, believable. Exterior white, interior gold. No. No, it's not. Fuel type gasoline. No title. 65 Plymouth Barracuda. What seat is what have? $650 cash. Firm, no trades. Okay. All right. Y'all, that's Facebook listings where I live. I... If you're ever gonna if you're gonna list something on Facebook, can you please do me a favor and just give us as much detail and information as you want, as you can? Do a little bit of research about the thing that you own, because if you're just gonna pick a number and say that's what it's worth, you're gonna be wrong without looking it up. If you're gonna just list a car without saying what kind of car it is, what year it is, you're SOL, man. And if the pictures are just blurry and unusable, you're just done. Okay, that's it. I'm done ranting on this. I'm gonna go do other stuff. You all have an excellent day. I hope that you like this, because I'm gonna definitely do it again. Please let me know if you like this. I have no idea. I have no idea if I'm the only one who's gonna like this or not, because I want to talk about more car stuff. This is so good. This has been Facebook Marketplace. I've been your host, Evan Tolley. Yeah, I know I said 2 months ago that I was going to be doing more podcasting and uploading, and then I just didn't. So I think we just, at this point, have to blame me and not my podcast and not my life. Y'all, be good. Be excellent. Go listen. Go to our website. Go to probablywork.com and just click a random podcast. That's my challenge for you. Go home. Go pull up probablywork.com. Click podcasts, because I think that's... Hang on. Well, here, let's just hang on. I'm just gonna go to our website really quick while we're live right here, because I don't ever go to it, and I wish I did more. Pro baby. Hang on. I'm gonna set this down.
Probablywork.com. Go.
Let's just take a look at this website. Oh, there's our big logo that Dan helped make. Oh my goodness. Questionable content. I had a buddy who got on here one time and told me that there's a popular webcomic called Questionable Content. I've never heard of it. He was like, oh, you partnered with them? And I was like, what? No. Oh, this website looks great. Hey, ThoughtsCast is the second top podcast. That's cool. That's pretty dope. Okay. All right. Let's go to questionable content. I think you just go to that tab. Yes. And it'll show every single podcast we have. Whoa. We have too many podcasts. All right. We have 4 by 4 plus 2. So 14 podcasts. We have got content for you. Some of these I know are dead, but like, you could still mess with that. audio only XP, the best animated shows ever so far, The Bestiary, The Coordinate, Dead Podcast Society, Epic Fails of History, Podcasters and Symbol Season 3, RPG After Years, Sleepy Time Thoughts, In Case You're in the Mood to Go to Sleep, The Tavern, In Case You Want to Learn About the Wheel of Time, Thoughts Cast, In Case You're Driving, Thoughts from the Level Editor, also known as Toilet Cast, just in case you're trying to catch up on... hey, I'm just going to click this. Do you like podcasts? Do you like narrative-focused games? Ever wish you could listen to a podcast that's also a video game? Well, we've got the playable podcast for you. Thoughts from the Level Editor is the podcast where Arjuna Gonzalez models out a small 3D world, records a podcast in the process while taking up questions from the audience, breaks the podcast up into clips, and adds many, many toilets in the world that play the clips when you flush them. Also included is an area called Potty Training, with several audio clips expanding various 3D art and game engine concepts that Arjuna will sometimes reference. Thoughts from the Level Editor, because it's not a proper video game without flushing toilets. Available when it's ready. Arjuna. That's going to be a little bit. Too young for this hit. Too young for this trek. Troidal Power presents the Power Playthroughs podcast on Troidal Power. Ooh Woo podcast. Your day, week, month, year reviews, which is now Handsome Harry reviews, and I don't know, that's probably going to change. And then the actual We Can Make This Work, probably podcast itself. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to just go ahead and click Too Young for This Hit. And you go over on the side, it says Latest Episodes, and you just go down to the bottom where it says More Episodes. And you're going to scroll. I'm going to page 2. We're going to page 2. Wait, where is it? There's... that Aeon Flux episode. That's a scary one. Where's the episode that we went over? Tyler, you silly. Where's episode 1 and 2? Okay. My cat's going crazy on the stairs. I'm going to have to get off soon. All right, just go listen to episode 12, which is Tron, which is actually episode 1. Whatever. No. Oh, Tyler, you're missing episodes, baby. Wait, let me go back to... no, I want to go to questionable content, and I want to go down to Too Young for This Trek, maybe? Which has probably got the same episodes listed. Oh my gosh, this has 5 pages of episodes? Y'all have been going ham, huh? I want to know... Let me go to page 5. Okay, yeah. Where's the, Tyler? I can't find... Okay, here's what you're going to do. Oh, there's the kitten. Hey, kitten, what are you doing? Here's what you're going to do, passengers. I'm closing the website. But still, stop there, and we have a merch tab, and you just go down to ThoughtsCast and click Redbubble, and that's what I'm doing right now. And you're just going to go over here, and I've got a shirt. The first thing you see is just a shirt that says the word butt on it. That's pretty good. I also have one that just says, ask me about my podcast. If you guys could come here and buy something from my store, it would make me feel really good. I might I've got a couple of like old episode, shirts that have, or like old episode images, you know? And I think I'm just going to remove those soon, but I have one, and nobody tell her this, but my grandmother got on one time on Facebook, and she told me in a comment section to a post that I think just said like the word shit in it at one point, or I don't know what it said, and her only comment was bad language should not be allowed on Facebook. So I made that into a shirt. If you could buy that and just feed my ego, I will absolutely make more clothing like this. It's been 50 minutes. Okay, I gotta go. I love all of you. Go to Spotify, go to Too Young for This Hit, search that up. And what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to look for the Star Wars episode that featuring Troidal Power, and you're wanting to go ahead and just download that 3 times on 3 different devices for me. And if you do that, and you listen to the episode, obviously, not 3 times, you don't have to listen to it 3 times, but just like go ahead and, you know, bump the numbers up. When you do that, Tyler is going to message me and say, we need to record again. And now that I have a computer, passengers. I can do that. And we can make more Star Wars episodes, because apparently it's the number one episode that's been played or whatever, and it was my favorite, because I edited it, and then Tyler edited it after that to add in, like, the audio clips from the shows and stuff. And it was just, it was magnificent. I absolutely loved it. I think that you will too. So go give that one a listen. It's probably from, like, last, when did we do that? Was that this year? That was last year, was it? No, maybe it was in, like, it had to be before the pandemic started, so before March. I don't know when it was. It was between, because I was still living here at the house. We just moved in, so it was between October of 2019 and March of 2020. If you can have enough energy to pull that up, and also send it to a friend, and get them to listen to it, because it is genuinely, I think, a funny episode. Either way, y'all, I'm gonna go. This cat's going crazy. He's attacking wasps, and I don't want to be around that. So. I'm heading to do my thing. So, thanks for coming on for another episode. Sorry about the power outage. I'll be on soon. I've got to fly down to Veracruz for a thing. So, I might be. It might be a little bit before I'm able to. Record another episode, but I'll tell you what, I'll record while I'm down there after I do make my sale or do my thing. I'm sorry. So yeah, maybe I shouldn't say this, but you guys remember like a year or two ago when I was driving home, it's been like 2 years, hasn't it, when I found that weird golden statue in that crashed train? I was contacted by a guy who's paid for my flight to go down there. He wants to see it, and he thinks that it actually came from, I probably shouldn't say too much, but, basically I gotta go down. I'm gonna give it to him. I don't want it. It's felt kind of weird and kind of spooky, and I'll be honest, the house kind of feels like a little bit, not haunted, but just weird whenever I see that thing. It's like a 3 foot tall golden idol. Three now. What are you? It's like 2 feet tall. Yeah. I don't know. It just feels kind of weird. I've been seeing like a lot of black cars parked in my neighborhood lately too. And that's just felt kind of weird. So it just kind of feels like the right time to get rid of it. So either way, I'll have editor Evan. I'll get on a video call with him, and we'll get it sorted out. I'll figure a way. I might do like a nice like beach episode for you guys. You guys want a beach episode? Go ahead and get on Twitter and message me at Sir Rajata, and just either say like the words beach episode, or fit them into a tweet somewhere, or just be like, yeah, man, beach episode. I think it's Veracruz. Where the hell am I headed? I don't know. I'll figure it out. And I'll keep you all posted. So tropical episode definitely incoming soon. That'll be it. So I'm going to get off. I'll talk to you all later. Y'all, be good. Go drive. Be careful what you buy on Facebook Marketplace, because apparently it's always risky. And y'all, watch for deer. Thank you.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
Have you ever tried eating a corned beef sandwich in zero gravity?
Are you a veteran of the Great Emu War of 1932?
Do you long for a simpler time when the world's greatest global crisis involved horse manure?
If the answer to any of these questions was no, then we have the podcast for you.
Epic Fails of History.
A podcast that delves into the most epic fails of, history.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We've had a problem here.
Epic Fails of History.
Subscribe today on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We've got more random tales of fail coming your way, so stay tuned for more epic fails of history.